is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, yeah. How's James Brolin doing? We still have that?
So, you know, it's kind of a parody on how come we can't catch war criminals with all of our sophisticated stuff, you know?
It's something we've been talking about a lot today on the show for obvious reasons, the 60th anniversary of the September 11th attacks.
Right. Oh, yeah. Oh, happy 9/11.
Wow.
Brolin. That's quite a boner. Big boner.
They clearly have some booty.
That's right. Retarded.
That guy's retarded.
Yes, he is. You know what I like?
Mommy boobies.
Mommy boobies.
Looks like baby vomit.
The wind balls on fire. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, good for Mike O'Mara for talking about something that he shared with me on Monday and now he's going to share with everybody.
Might I ask a favor?
Of course, my lord.
I like it when we use the Socratic method during these tender discussions that we have occasionally on the air.
Exactly what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying.
I know.
It allows me to defer if I feel I need to defer.
I know.
But I do, of course, have to set this up. And we were talking about birthdays and coworkers,
right.
and my the love of my life, Carla. She celebrated her birthday.
I thought he sucked.
Thank you, Carla. 16th birthday on Monday.
Nice.
We'd had a wonderful weekend up in Boston. A long weekend,
barely legal weekend for Mike.
We'd had a fabulous, wonderful time. And prior to departing, and I should preface what I'm going to say because this is the truth, that the individuals discussed are my lovely lady, Carla,
right.
Who I love, and my friend, who is her coworker, who I've known for a long time, and I would classify as a friend of the family, a male friend, younger than me, but not totally young. I think in perhaps his late 30s, early 40s.
All right, okay.
And it's a coworker, and before we had left, apparently
a coworker of your girlfriend,
a coworker of my girlfriend's,
right.
And he also has a little dog like we do, and we watch his dog, he watches our dog.
Nice.
They work together very close to my house. He drops his dog off in the morning. He's a fine guy. We've never had any problems, any issues, and he's very fond, of course, of my love, Carla, and that's fine, and I don't have any issues with that, and I really haven't.
Right.
And however, I became just a tad territorial when the circumstances that I'm going to describe developed. I will tell you what led up to it.
Everybody, listen to this. This is good, and you will have an opinion on this. I guarantee.
What happened was prior to departing, we had had a discussion. This gentleman and I, who will go nameless, I will respect him that much too. That he had said, "Are you planning anything for when you come back? When you fly in Sunday?" For her birthday, because you had mentioned that apparently we'd had a discussion, a late night discussion at the house when much wine was being consumed.
Right.
Where perhaps I said, "Hey, that'll be a great idea." You know how that happens.
Mm, yeah.
And then it gets closer to it. I said, "Well, no, we're flying in at 3:30 on Sunday afternoon." You know,
your girlfriend's birthday's on Monday. So.
I've got a work week to start, and I just don't think that'll work. Well, the two developments happened after this. Number one, he said, "Hey, listen, since you're coming back, it's your birthday. Take the day. I'll hold down the office.
So he says
Monday.
To Carla, take the day off.
And so she doesn't have to work.
Okay.
And so that's all well and good. And then right before leaving, we'd had another discussion about the birthday, and I said, oh no, I don't remember that. Well, you said we were going to do something. I said, well, are we going to do that party? I said, no, we're not going to do the party. I'm just not ready for that. And I let that happen. And then thing where she gets the day off happens.
Okay.
And I'm fine with all of this, and I'm fine with the fact that...
Listen, I know this. Let me just help summarize this in case it's not totally clear. Carla's boss, she... Mike
Keg got tongue.
Before Mike went out of town.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
I understand.
Before Mike went out of town, the boss said we should have a party.
Not boss, because they are partners.
Coworker said we should have a party. Mike was drunk at the time and said sure.
And then I begged off on it because it would be his mind. Well, it'd be silly for me, you know. And it was me. I perhaps was being a tad selfish here because it was me, and I'm thinking about my work schedule that I don't want to have a big party on Sunday night before we're going to start a new work week after we've been off for a couple of weeks.
You politely blow the guy off. You go to bed on Sunday night. You wake up on Monday morning.
No, this wasn't Sunday night. This is before we even left on the trip on Boston,
where I said no.
And so
a week goes by.
But then, I'm aware that she's got the day off. We fly in Sunday, and normally the drill is he will drop his dog off, and because the dog is, hangs out with my dog. They're both little pugs.
Right.
You know? and they're the same breed of dog, and that's normally it. And it happens every almost you know 3-4 days a week. I hear this; it's no problem at all. Well, this particular morning, I wake up Monday, and I am very happy that it's my lady's birthday. She is sleeping at the time, and I begin to stir with that Monday morning back to work kind of stirring, which is into the office, look at the computer, you know, start to organize things your day, you know, make some phone calls. Everything's happening.
And you're in your underwear and a
T-shirt. I'm in my underwear and no T-shirt.
Because you just rolled out of bed.
And I hear this click, click, clink, clink downstairs, which normally means, hey, the dog is being let in, and that's cool. And then I hear clink, clink, you know, I'm hearing... And I'm like, like that. And I'm on the computer. I'm not paying attention to it. And I'm not doing anything. And then I come out and I come around the corner and there this guy is, you know,
in your house.
Yeah, in my house. That's cool because it might be a dog related thing, and that's happened before, and I don't have a problem with that. But this time he's coming up the stairs and it says, where's the leash for the dog? I said, I don't know why. I said, well, you know, it's something like, well, it's the birthday. I was thinking I'd walk the dogs. You know, I'm like, okay, well, that's not really necessary. And then, you know, and then I just let one thing go along, and then I hear more of this, and I come downstairs. And I've been very cool about this situation for, you know, it hasn't been a situation. This is really the first time anything happens. Yeah. And I come downstairs, and Carla's still sleeping, and I go downstairs, and he's down there, and he's got a waffle iron, and he's got waffles made with a little birthday waffle thing, a happy birthday. And... within, I would say, 15 seconds, I went from being,
mellow.
Hey, everything's mellow, everything's cool, I'm here, to really instantaneous, I have to say, rage.
And who wouldn't feel the same way? You know,
Now, look, I've known these two people for a long time. I've also known, and I've known the relationship, I know, but, you know, it's just, I kicked into territorial mode, and I believe the words that came out of my mouth were something along the lines of, hey, dude, this is my effing girlfriend. I want to have the birthday morning here.
I believe
you know, and
you called me. You said that you grabbed him by the scruff of his
neck. No, I didn't grab him by the scruff of his neck. I didn't touch him. I didn't handle him. Okay, I didn't handle him.
Your friend.
He left hastily.
You did. The F word was there.
The F word was there a couple of times.
My effing house, my effing girlfriend.
I said, stop. What is that? Birthday. And I'd heard birthday from this guy more than me. And all of a sudden it's like, I want to be the guy because I should be the guy. And I felt it completely like territorial. And it came out, I mean, white hot, because it came out for two reasons. Number one, I am still in my underwear. Number two, she hasn't even awakened yet. And you know what? I would like to at least be the first person to say happy birthday, darling.
Time
out,
as I said to Mike when he relayed the story to me, I don't care how friendly, this is my opinion.
Right.
I don't care how friendly your girlfriend is with this guy or how friendly he is with your dogs.
Right.
There's no way you wake up at 7 o'clock and you come downstairs and there's some other dude in your house.
Amen.
Cooking breakfast for your girlfriend who's still in bed.
And so here's the deal. With all of that, I go nuclear. I mean, I really go.
Yeah.
There's no in between. This is the first time this has happened.
And
right
on.
And so I go white hot, and he leaves, and then I go upstairs, and you know, already the birthday morning is because no matter how, and I call my buddy, you know, I share that with him, and he's giving me a little moral support on this because I'm feeling a little, you know, because you know how it works, Don. No matter how justified you feel, there is always that guilt because you and I tend to, let us say, if we have a strong opinion that we feel needs to get out, nobody does it better than you and me.
Yeah.
We're going to get it out there in no uncertain terms. And because of that, you know, I probably could have handled it with a little less nuclear energy.
No.
So I'm
you're
calling.
You're totally right. You're totally
See, and you're doing it.
I told you that.
If I talked to you beforehand, it probably would have been worse.
Enabler.
You know? So I basically come back to the house after I take a little drive around the block to make a phone call. And to one particular phone call.
He called me up. He was driving around the block. Yeah, and Mike was hot.
And I said, geez, I don't know that. And I'm telling Don this, and then I get back, and that was the moment of truth, because I was waiting to see what the reaction would be, because they are very, very good friends, and they do this business together,
right.
And I was suddenly, you know, saying, oh God, well, what kind of reaction? Well, the reaction I got, God bless her, was one of complete understanding of
the
situation.
That's great.
And immediately, his reaction was, you know what, you're absolutely right. Uh-huh. And it was one of these situations where I was just sitting there and I was just still so pissed off that and then I after the fact that everybody's cool, and I call the guy and I said, you know, listen, he said, hey, I was in the middle of writing you an email to apologize to you. You're absolutely right. It was because, and it was explained to me last night.
I was using a pen with a big feather on the end of it to write you a note. Dear Mike, I'm sorry. Come hither. I went into your humble abode.
It was just, you know what it was also? It was one of those, no matter what, no matter how justified you feel, it's one of those, you know, it's not a win, you know, even though Carla was completely cool about it, even though this guy, you know, and I didn't go super far, which I guess further than I went would have involved some sort of physical confrontation.
Listen, like I told you, I think the guy is a tool.
No, I don't want to say that because he's a friend of mine, and I don't want to say that he's a tool because he's not. He's not at all.
Mike, you're a better man than me. He would not be. If there was a guy that was working with my chick.
Right.
And I came down one morning in my underpants, and he was making her breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
I bet she'd find a new job the next day.
I'll bet you're right.
One word.
Yes.
Taser.
Taser.
And the only thing
in the dresser drawer next to the bed, couldn't get to it.
The only way it would have been okay if you came down in your underwear and he was also in his underwear. Then you're on an equal playing ground.
And let me ask you.
And I'm over it now. And you know what? And I have to tell you, this is where the gentle part comes in, as I asked you about before. This is also where things have been repaired.
Good.
And everything is cool. However, the fact, and I was discussing this with Buzz, you know, why do I bring things up? I bring things up because I think I have an innate need occasionally, as you do, to share these things, to purge and to be.
I told you on Monday you should have talked about it. It was good on Monday.
But I wasn't clear on Monday. But I had to share that because that, you know,
so listen,
when you're talking about coworkers and stuff, and that was my end of being the one that, you know, reacted to this and felt
chivalrous.
Strongly, you know,
you're a hero.
And I
just say the guy's lucky that you didn't beat the crap out of him. Seriously, the guy's lucky. You come downstairs, there's some guy making breakfast for your girlfriend. Hello.
Things have been repaired.
Try a knuckle sandwich.
Things have been totally repaired, and all is right with the world.
Really?
Now.
Did he castrate himself, Mike?
He didn't. No, he didn't.
That's what I would demand.
No, everything is fine.
I would turn this thing into one of those sticks your dogs eats.
Everything is fine.
Well-intentioned.
A waffle iron.
But that was, you know, when you brought up the thing about Beth Ann, it suddenly brought that to mind, and you know, the fact that I had been thinking about that, and that was my little birthday story. And then it really was the whole deal with the birthday was kind of put a damper on that.
You're still going to let her be friends with that guy?
Oh, sure, yeah, of course, yes, yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
But no, it does.
Stop what you're doing right now. Please don't do this.
I'm not doing nothing.
Don't do this. Why are you doing this?
I'm not doing nothing.
Don't do this.
Why?
Don't do this.
Why?
Don't pour more gas on it, please. Please, Don Geronimo.
I honored your request on Monday.
I know you did. Yeah, I know. I know. It's late to the party. You want to pour a little more kerosene on it.
But it
stop
you
it.
You let him off the hook. Why?
Stop it. I didn't let him off the hook.
It does. You just said you did.
The situation was repaired.
How could you possibly
an apology.
How could, seriously now.
Yeah, oh, no.
How could you possibly?
No, I don't like seriously. I don't want seriously.
All right, hold on.
Stop with your questions.
How can you be even socially friendly with some guy that let himself into your house to fix your girlfriend breakfast?
Because
he fondled your biscuit.
I believe that everything is fine, and I now don't make it worse than it is. It is fine.
Let go of my ego.
And I believe that was a message, perhaps. Uh-huh. First of all, it was the first time anything like that had ever happened, and secondly,
that you know about
the you're slamming my lady by
saying
that.
No, I'm not. What I'm saying is, how do you know that he has not cooked for her before?
Oh, he's cooked for everybody before, us included. So, I mean, that's part of the deal.
Does he break into friends' houses on a regular basis and cook for them?
He has a key.
I hope
the
you got
gourmet
that back.
Bandit.
Yes, you know, it's
I hope
very
you got
cool.
that key back.
I didn't know. You know, here's the deal. It has been repaired, but it's the message has been delivered, mm-hmm. and the message is very, very clear. And all is – well, you know what? All was peaceful in the household. I don't believe it necessarily will be this evening. We'll see what happens.
Oh, it's fine.
You know, I'll wait and see what happens.
What could you possibly have done that was wrong? You didn't do anything in that situation that was wrong.
Thank you. Or thank you, my friend.
And, you know, as I mentioned to you, mm-hmm. It's not your girlfriend's not the one at fault here.
No.
It's Mr. Tool.
No, he's not. Now, I'm going to see this guy this weekend. I got
to
be cool.
But it's like I said to you. How would
you know how it is when you're talking about family.
But how would Carla feel or any chick feel if she woke up and came downstairs and there was a coworker of yours who happened to be female
mm-hmm.
who would let your dog – yeah, who was making you breakfast.
It's funny you bring that up because on June 22nd of this past summer, Beth Ann McBride was in my kitchen cooking. Yeah, but she was cooking.
Wearing just briefs.
What was she cooking, Rob? I forgot exactly what
she
made.
Don't you remember?
What was it, Rob?
She was making beef Wellington and risotto. For breakfast.
Looks like baby vomit.
So I was hoping you would say corn dogs. That was going to be my
She was holding a corn dog.
On that particular one.
Listen, we got a break. Mike.
Yes,
you,
Don.
You picked the right time to tell that story because all of your helpers are going to have to call tomorrow with their advice.
Oh, very good. Okay, yes.
Got to go to Buzz now.
I'm glad
everybody.
I can wait.
This is the news.
Okay. Yeah, give them a night to sleep on it. Maybe they'll forget. Mm-hmm. Maybe they'll call with a suggestion for a prison movie by tomorrow.
He's lucky he didn't wake up with a shiner. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Little Michael Mara knuckle sandwich action.
Everything's fine. I got that out of my system over the weekend.
Sure.
You know, I told you about that I you know, had a little altercation in the ballpark. So, I mean, that's cool. Everything's fine.
Aggression gone.
Yeah, you know what? Really, calm down now. Everything's fine. Calm down, Don.
All right, Mike.
No problem.
I have one of Batman's corn dogs.
Calm down, Don. Don't make such a big deal of it. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. From the bottom of my heart. The call from Mike on Monday morning was one. Man, you were wound
up. Did we even exchange any, how was your vacation?
Here's what it was.
Any pleasantries? And I was a mile. Seriously, I was a mile a minute.
I was downstairs on the treadmill, and when I came upstairs, Janet said, call Mike right now. Mm-hmm. And I said, what? Did he leave a message? No, it's important. No. Call him right now.
I didn't say emergency. I said important.
Yeah.
So
I needed an immediate steam release vent, and there was only one person for that particular
right there.
Job.
You're out driving around.
You know, there are subjects where you and I are the only ones where we can actually, you know, on certain topics, just go.
And I said what I always said. Mike, whatever it is you did, you were with me.
And I appreciate that.
I'll swear to it.
Thank you very much.
You
I appreciate that. Right.
All right, so we had bags of lime in our car.
It was just a quick trip up to the New Jersey Meadowlands. That's all it was.
Gardening. Just
hey,
gardening.
Buzz.
Yes.
You got some news?
Sure do.
All right, we got some spots. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.